Good morning, it's Predator.
Hey, good morning. Is Matt available?
This is Matt. Who's this?
Hey, Matt, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I don't want to take up much time here. I just wanted to follow up with you real quickly. We had shot out a couple of offers earlier in the month for equipment financing to the business, and I was circling back to see if they were received. You know, I wanted to introduce myself, just kind of put a voice to our offers, you know, see if you had any needs in this fourth quarter.
Well, I bought a machine shop last month.
Oh, okay.
And, I was able to acquire a machine shop for 50 cents a pound.
Wow. I don't even know how. I've never heard of anything like that. 50 cents a pound.
That's about what it works out to. In fact, 170,000 pounds of machines, 9 CNCs and everything else, and I paid $82,000 for it.
Holy cow. How did you go about acquiring that? That sounds like a heck of a deal.
Well, it worked out well. We got the first one up and running. We're starting to cut parts as of yesterday, actually.
Nice. I'm sorry. Do you have guys to run all 9 of those CNC machines?
We can't even fit all 9 of them in our building.
No. You see, looking to unload, or?
Well, I've sold 2 of the lathes already, and 1 of the CNCs, I think. If the guy shows up with the fucking money, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that. But the fucking people tell me that. Sorry, I'm in kind of a feisty mood this morning, so.
No worries. Yeah, no worries.
It's like trying to, sometimes, you know, you meet somebody and you're like, oh, cool, and then you realize they could fuck up an ice cream sandwich, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I come across that often.
you know, I'm just trying to make fucking guns. They're simple, they're easy, they're something easy to make. It's not genius work. They've been doing it with rocks and hammers since 1908 on this design. What the fuck?
Right.
Anyway,
have you guys, quick question, have you guys experienced a kind of an upsale just, you know, because of the
inside? We've never had a down point. I've never been able to have enough products in stock to meet my demand in the first place since I opened the business 6.5 years ago.
Nice. I imagine that the uncertainty of the future of our country has kind of helped with sales as well.
Well, the entire marketplace, what a lot of people don't realize, is has an annualized increase every year since 1998 of an average of 17%.
Wow.
Think about that, yeah.
That's huge.
Find anything else that's done that.
Offhand, I cannot. not anything legal, anyway.
Hang on one second, what?
All the bins I have to use with stuff, like the fixturing and all that, pins.
Fixturing goes all in, make one space for it. We've got those 2 cabinets out here with fixturing crap in them.
Well, how about all the hardware?
That's, what do you mean?
Well, there's all the pins and stuff for fixturing, and there's the actual bolts, set screws, all sorts of stuff.
That needs to all go into one place.
Okay.
It all needs to go into one place. Figure it out. Make it solo, number one. Come on. So, anyway,
So you guys just kind of in a holding pattern for the moment, it sounds
no,
like?
No, I can't stand the concept of a holding pattern. You know, it's driving me goddamn bad shit, but we're making the minor adjustments on the last cuts. Now, I haven't had CNC in-house in 2.5 years.
A welcome change.
My shop got stolen from me, along with about $150,000, $200,000 in parts.
Holy crap.
And my business partners left me with $500,000 hole.
Wow.
And I went, oh, fuck my life. Because February 19th, not that they burned into my brain at all, 2014, we ended up being a pretty unhappy person at that point for a bit, and I'd never built a gun at that point.
Right.
I'm a professional shooter, right? I'm not supposed to be in the back of the shop. I'm supposed to be on TV like I normally am.
Exactly.
And, I ended up going and having a rather steep learning curve. building the guns from scratch by hand off of fucking manual Bridgeport just to survive, and get some back orders filled up. And I'm taking care of almost all the back orders now. We're down to like, I think we owe like 40 guns.
Wow.
Which is nothing in comparison to where I was, believe me. I was able to secure a bit of funding there about a month ago. This other place acquired, and I was going to spin it up as a second business at this other location because the location was fantastic. We were there 4 days, we were sick, and it had toxic air.
What the hell?
I brought in an air guy. After 4 days, I was sick, and my other three guys were, and the two dogs were acting fucked up. I'm like, what is going on here? I bring in my air guy. The total volatile organic compounds is at over 2650, which is bad. After I talked with another air guy, he goes, well, legally, if you're going to work in there, you're supposed to be in a full hazmat suit with a respirator and an air tank. I'm like, okay, so we're going to move.
Yeah, I mean, holy shit, that's crazy.
I was asking the one guy with the Arizona State Health, or air quality, I was like, so what's the, there's not an amount of formaldehyde, you know, in the air that you can work with. He goes, that's of course there's an amount. I was, what is it? He goes, like, it's one to like five parts. I'm like, oh, okay, we're moving.
Yeah, decision made.
One to five parts, and we're in the neighborhood of 2,650.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over 200 in total VOC is considered bad in a non-healthy working environment. Yeah, we were 12 times that amount.
Jesus, so the dogs were like a canary in the coal mine then, in essence. You know, saw them acting kind of crazy. Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, it was. So we got the fuck out of there. It took, you know, so there goes, go light another $20,000 on fire, of course.
Yeah.
And got everything, well, got most of it moved up to my shop up here, and for the first week there, it was, we were literally climbing over shit to be able to close the back garage door.
Wow. One of those.
I'm like, fuck, don't we have a remote for a stupid genie garage door opener thing? For the biggest, I don't know. Because you got the forklift away, you know, and all this shit. But anyway. God damn it. I'm within 48 hours of, maybe 72 hours of fucking being golden.
Mm-hmm.
And everything tightened up like this morning. I mean, like, banged up a zero on the bank account. Like, motherfucker.
The fun never ends.
Yeah, they should. It's not going to end by me self-starting a pistol in the parking lot. You know, don't worry about that.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
As the proof is in the pudding now, I'm not the guy that bankrupts and runs away from something.
Right.
If I was smart, I would have done that back in 2014.
But you're sticking it out.
Well, staring at an empty shop and all my parts are gone and my machines are gone. I had third, fourth, and fifth axis machining in-house. And I'm like, oh, fuck my life. This is going to be fun.
Did you have any idea who grabbed all that? Or it was your business partner that took everything?
Yeah, it was my business partner, and they worked hand in hand with this wealthy family, basically to steal the business. And we were setting up, and what we're doing is, he was unmanageable as an engineer, you know, which I guess most are.
Yeah. Independent thinkers.
And it was his retardation that he was hiding, basically. I put a project in his hands that was above his pay grade, basically, or engineering talents, and it took him a year to figure out how to run the software and do it, and that year burned up $1 million.
Holy crap.
When you're sitting there on a 40-50K a month burn rate, along with not getting anything going out the door and everything else, it adds up pretty quick. So, dug a $500,000 hole, and about 9 months into the year. Hang on one second here. Ah, that's a big saw. There's a place in there with a bunch of the cutter saws. One second here.
That'd be helpful.
Ding dong, fuck off. That's the. Anyway.
I feel like we're cut from the same cloth. I think feel like we have the same sense of humor. Honestly, I think the same.
Oh my god! And this has been humorous. This should be a reality show. And I've done a bunch of TV, and I've been on reality shows. I don't know if you ever saw like TV series Top Shot or Two Guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if you saw Top Shot, if you saw any of the aerial events, you saw me. I was the expert for all three seasons on that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go home and YouTube that today, actually, when I get home. Top Shot.
If you just search my name and on the History Channel, it'll bring up like my interview on there and some crap like that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm writing it down right now to look when I get out of the office today. That's pretty
Are you a gun guy?
Somewhat. You know, when I was younger, I was very enthusiastic about it, and, you know, it was predominantly took most of my interest, but as I got older, I just kind of got into surfing more, and I just kind of fell out of love.
Surfing will get you laid more.
It has. I'm not going to complain there. But yeah, I've always had an interest in weapons, and actually was looking at your website. I didn't realize it a couple months ago. I was looking at a couple of, I think you guys had something equivalent to an AR AR in there. Yeah. I was looking at it was upwards of about $650-$700, something like that for the
23. No, I've never sold anything for that amount of money. I'm very expensive.
Gotcha. I was looking at a 223. Okay, so I was looking at a 223. I think it was, and I'm not sure. There was a couple different sites I was looking at.
Yeah, I wasn't one of mine then. My upper and lower strip receiver go for $500.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. you might be out of my price range.
You're the one with all the money, though.
I would beg to differ. I'm on a budget.
Oh, you're on a budget, man.
Yeah, trying to get married here.
So you want to take half of the shit you've worked so hard to get and give it to somebody you don't fucking like in 2 to 6 years?
Potentially, yes.
Great. Good move.
No, actually, we've been together closer to 10, so I think that if we hit that threshold, if we didn't like each other, I think, you know, we wouldn't be together at this point.
Why do you have to get married?
I don't know. I just, I think it's more for her than myself. You know, we've been together for 10 years.
Oh, now it's coming out. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're basically common law and share everything else. I just, think that she deserves to have a ring on her finger, so that's what I'm kind of working towards.
Well, what you do have is the opportunity right now, though, to make sure you is her valuation financially better than yours or not?
We're about on the same page, actually.
And what's her earning income versus your earning income? Is it higher or lower right now?
Actually, a little bit less than myself. She's has a pretty stable job, though, and has been with this San Diego Gas and Electric for about 15 years now, is kind of in upper management. So I think it's a pretty steady position. So I think she's there for the long haul. it's kind of interesting.
Well, if you're financially equal, then it's okay. Then you don't have to worry about too much on that end of things.
Right.
If you were marrying the standard American, I'm going to put out two kids and fucking take the house later, you know, I'd be bitch slapping you into next week. So
No. I think we're more looking at along the lines of having a couple animals instead.
Yeah. Yeah. The only problem with them is fighting them over them in a divorce or whatever else. So,
yeah. Yeah. If it ever goes south, I think we've worked through any issues that we've had, and I see us being together for basically the long haul here. So I think it's time for me to, no pun intended, pull the trigger, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, put it to your face and pull the trigger. I wouldn't be a good marriage counselor, I don't think.
I'd get a lot of it.
That's that one market I'm going to stay out of, you know. I could get pre-marriage. There wouldn't be a lot of success rate as far as marriages, I don't.
You might have a success rate, like, you know what, I was successful in talking another man out of marriage, you know.
Saved his life.
Huh? Yeah, totally. Hey, so I would look under Matt Burkett to see you on History Channel.
Search Google with Matt Burkett. Actually, if you go to youtube.com/Matt Burkett, that's got a bunch of my footage on there.
Okay.
I've got four fucking Facebook pages, so good luck figuring out which one. And I mean, several of them are full.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's extraordinarily interesting. And Matt, so, you know, as far as equipment or anything, it sounds like you're all set there. We looking for anything?
Yes and no. I mean, we've got a bunch of equipment, but that wonderful thing that you have to find out in business is growth takes capital, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
So you want to light money on fire? I can show you how.
I have a decent idea. So, in the market for any capital at this point, or anything coming up?
Well, the only thing I'd like to do, the hard part of the thing from a financial end is because I didn't. Here's irony for you. Because I didn't bankrupt it. You know, I mean, when the guys were done fucking me, basically, you could have, if you had stolen my credit at this point, you'd probably go up about 6-8 points.
Gotcha.
You know, so the physical view from the exterior, if you're on a banking end, you're like, oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
But if you actually know the story and where I'm at now compared to where I was, mm-hmm. we're getting ready to turn into a fucking golden. It's going to be a pot of gold around here because I've got incredible margins on this shit, and I got such a demand for the product.
Right.
It's just turning this curve. As soon as I'm right at the turn. And so all I got to do is fucking kick it. There's about one more couple of weeks, and we're going to be, we should be going from about like 10,000, 15,000 a month to 150 to 200,000 a month inside of 60 days.
Wow. Well, if the issue is, credit at this point, we deal with credit tiers, you know, from 600 or 550 and above. If they had screwed your credit up at all, you know, we could still bring
Yeah, it's jackhammered.
Yeah, we could definitely, you know, it sounds like your sales are pretty incredible. We could definitely, our programs are sales-based. You know, it sounds like we could bring on some capital for you to get you this push.
But the sales aren't going to be there until I turn them back on.
Gotcha.
In 60 days, and when they're turned back on, I won't need you guys.
Right. These are like short-term loans, basically, that we have. And there's actually...
But based on sales, I don't have any sales right now, per se. Next week I will, you know?
Yeah. Right. How about as far as sales for last year? Because part of it is based on your gross annual sales from last year.
It was only like 250 or 200 or something last year. It wasn't shit. You're only going to lend on a percentage of that, you know? And then you're going to what? You're going to kite me at what? 25-30%, you know? Like, have Guido come over here? Please send him. I'd love to...
No, but, it's the unsecured loans, so there's really nothing, securing them. So they are a little more expensive, you know, but they're basically designed to, you know, get your return on investment, get them paid off, get your tax write off, and move on to your next project. So you're not paying on something, you know, 2 years down the line.
Okay.
That's the idea behind them.
Yeah, do you have daily ACH hits and crap like that, or what do you guys do?
There's daily...
Weedo loans, or... What is it?
No, that's daily, weekly, and monthly. It's just a matter of looking at some of the criteria for the business to see what kind of program we could get you fit into. We would look at the sales, time in business, credit, a couple other factors. Can get you some feedback in 24 hours, basically, to see what we could make available for you.
Well, we don't have to worry about looking at the credit because there isn't any right now.
Gotcha. Absolutely. You know what I like to do, Matt, is just to shoot you out a digital highlight reel of the couple of programs that we do offer, and just take a look at and see if it might be something that could be beneficial for the business in the short run.
Okay.
Check
it out, but go ahead.
Yeah, what would be a good email to shoot you out this info?
Director of predatortactical.com.
Director at PredatorTactical.com. Yeah, I'll just you know, put together some information about working capital, equipment financing, and my direct dial. If you had any questions, you can always reach out to me directly. You know, I'd be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Because I get a contact number for who wants to give me money.
What's that?
You know, I want to make sure you're different than all the other snowflakes in the lending market now. Come on.
I understand. You know, it's a tough racket right now. There's a lot of fly-by-night companies just pop up and, you know, try to do the same thing we do. We've been in business for about 16 years now. You know, we've made it through the shitty part of 2000s, the late part of 2000s, and, you know, have continued to move forward from there. So, you know, there is competition out there, but they seem to drop off nightly, and then another one pops up the next day. So it's a, you know, it does make things difficult for us.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet you it's been a challenge. I mean, you had that 08 wonderful hit that everybody took in the nuts, you know, thanks to Fannie Mae's fucking Tuesdays.
Yeah, and you know, our competitors are dropping like flies at that point. We were able to, you know, persist through, and we're still doing exceptionally well at this point. So we are different from those other fly-by-night guys. You know, we're actually a bank as opposed to, you know, a lender type deal.
You guys are actually a bank?
Not a depository bank, so we don't take your deposits and lend them back to you with interest. We actually help just smaller to medium-sized companies bring on equipment to grow their businesses and need capital, short-term loans, for the same idea, just to help grow and get a return.
Yeah, the regular banking model does fucking crack me up. You know, you go put $10,000 in there, and then you go in for a loan for, you know, $5,000-$10,000, and they're like, oh, we don't know if you're good for it.
Yeah, but it's my money.
Wait, you just lend me back my money? I'm going to pay you to use my money? What the fuck is that?
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. I'll take a look at what you got, and if I figure that we could actually qualify for anything with you, which at this point I doubt, you know, it'd have to be most likely it'd have to be somebody going, no, that's going to be fine. It usually doesn't happen when you have accountants involved, you know.
I understand. I understand. But yeah, you know, take your time, take a look at it. You know, if anything, future projects come up or anything in the short term, we can get funds in your account basically in 72 hours upon receiving an application. So if something came up, popped up that you weren't expecting, you know, I'd love to have the opportunity to see what we could do for you.
All right. Well, you do that. What was your full name again? I remember you.
Zach, Z-A-C-H Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
I got another Zach in my life. You're number 4, by the way.
Nice. I know very few Zachs. I've maybe met 3 or 4 in my entire lifetime. I'm almost 43 years old. It's kind of rare.
I'd go Highlander if I was you, man, but there can be only one kind of thing, and go take care of the other ones. You don't have that problem.
I'm working on having a sword actually created for me as we speak.
Excellent. All right. Take care of yourself, Zach. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll maybe be in touch, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to check out your YouTube stuff this afternoon, and I look forward to it. But you take care, Matt.
All right. Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.